Soku isika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomvulo omhlaka 30 Mfufu 2017 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Inyathela lezekhi liqakathekile kakhulu andimbona liqakathekile ngoba isikhathi esiningi kubanzima ukuthi sithole iproof of residence and kubanzima kuyabe kusidurela ukuthi ukhanyise usiya kucommission of oaths kumbusiye emapholiseni.
UZulu wamukele ngenjabulo ukuvunyelwa kweziphathamandla zeZEC ukuba ngabafakazi ngesiqiniseko ama-Commissioner of Oaths kuhlelo lokubhalisa amagama abavoti.
Laba abahlala kumalogensisi bandise ukuzibhalela ngesikhathi kumaselekthini amathuba ukuthi bayefika njalo ama-ZEC offices azele wona kawavalwa. So sikuthathe njengokuthi njengoba khathesi phase 2 isisiyalanda uZulu kunokuthi uZulu ayilande.
Isigaba sesibili sokubhalisa abantu kugwalo lwabavoti siqale izolo kulabantu abalutshwana abazobhalisa. Kwezemidlalo, iqembu lomdlalo wenguqu elengezi Platinum Stars yilo eselihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kusigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. I-commission ebona ngezokhetho eZEC isivunyelwe ukunikeza abaphathisa uZulu ukubhalisa amagama abo kuluhlu lokuvota amandla okunika isiqiniseko sobufakazi ukuba ngama-Commissioner of Oaths. Kuhlandla lokuqala kobulawayo kube labantu abaningi ababiselwe emuva ngenxa yokuswela ubufakazi bokuthi bahlala ngapi. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
iZEC sicele kuhulumende ukuthi ivunyelwe ukunikeza abaphathisa uZulu ukubhalisa ukuvota amandla okupha isiqinisekiso sokufakaza ama-Commissioner of Oaths ukwenzela ukusiza labo abebesehluleka ukubhalisa ngenxa yokusweleka kobufakazi bokuthi umuntu uhlala ngapi. Ihlandla lesibili liqale emhlaka 29 Mfumfu liyegqitshwa emhlaka 13 Lwezi. Umkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele-MDC, uProfessor Walshman Ncube, uthe iBVR ngokwayo iyavikela ukuthi umuntu abhalise kabili, ngakho iZEC kumele ilalele izikhalazo zikaZulu isuse ukudingakala kwalobo bufakazi.
Akukhithwe emthethweni lokhu ukuthi kube le-proof of residence. Kwenele nje ukuthi umuntu afike athi mina hayi ngihlala laphana ngiregister nini isikolo lesanayikho lapho engifuna ukuvotela khona eseduze kwalapho engihlala khona. Ngoba into eqakathekileyo kayisikho ukuthi utshengise ukuthi uhlala ngaphi. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi umuntu angavunyelwa ukuthi arejiste kabili, ayirejista laphana lalaphana lalaphana. I-BVR leyi iyayenza ngenxa ukuthi uthathwa ama-finger ukuthi ungenelise ukuthi uregister kabili ngoba ima fingerprints akho abe vele senjani sekhona ku computer. Yikho ke sithi thina akakulancedi ukuthi beloke sithi proof of residence, proof of residence. Into eqakathekileyo ukuthi abantu bangaregister kabili, ama fingerprints ayakuqeda lokhu ukuthi kuregisteke kabili kathathu.
Ihlandla lakuqala lokubhalisa liphele ngeviki edlulileyo kobulawayo sokubhalisa abantu abayisilinganiso esedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu lanhlanu. Umnumzana Lungisani Moyo omunye obehluleke ukubhalisa kuhlandla lakuqala uthi inyathelo leZEC lamukelekile kakhulu ngoba yena obesekhalele ukubhalisa ngenxa yokuswela ubufakazi obudingakalayo.
Indaba yeproof of residence kufanele iscratch out because abanye zingamalodge asila ama proof of residence ngoba amaphepha amanzi afikela kubo masitandi afikela kubo landlord bethu and le ndaba yokuthi kuthiwa kube labo commissioner of oaths is a long process. Why andivele kuyabe kule photo yomuntu kuyathatha ifoto le fingerprint lesithupha somuntu. I think that's enough.
Ihlandla lesibili lokubhalisa liqale emhla ka 29 Mfumfu kodwa indawo ezihlole istudio Radio 7 bezingaphithizeli okutshengisa ukuthi uZulu kobulawayo ulokhe engakhuthalelanga ukubhalisa ukuvota. Unkosikazi Nkosinesi Sandlovu uthe yena uyalithakazelela inyathelo lezekhi elokufaka o-Commissioner of Oats ngoba yena obakhe ubufakazi balapho ahlala khona bungekho ebizweni lakhe.
Inyathelo lezekhi liqakathekile kakhulu ngoba isikhathi esiningi kuba nzima ukuthi sithole i-proof of residence. Kuyabe kusidurela ukuthi ukhanyise usiya ku-Commission of Oats kumbusi emapholiseni. Ngakho-ke kulula kithi siyabe sizama ukuregister ukuthi bahle basi-authorize khonapho khonapho ukuthi kube lula kithi ukuthi siregister.
Umgcini sihlalo wezekhi uJustice Rita Makarau uveze ukuthi kuhlandla lakuqala izekhi ibhalise abantu abangaphezu kwesigidi endaweni ezizinkulungwane ezimbili lamakhulu amahlanu. Ihlandla lesibili lizaqhubeka kuyefika mhla ka 13 Lwezi. Kuthi elesithathu liqale mhla ka 16 Lwezi kusiya ku 1 Mpalakazi. Elokugcina liyaqala mhla ka 4 Mpalakazi kusiya ku 19 Mpalakazi. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingobathabile Masuku.
Siyabonga bathabile. Kunjalo nje ihlandla lesibili lokubhalisa amagama abavoti eliqale izolo libikwa lisiba lenani labantu elithe xaxa kwezinye izigaba zelizwe nxa kuqathaniswa lababhalise kuhlandla lakuqala. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo uvumelane leziphathamandla zenhlanganiso yeZEC ukuthi inani lababhalisayo likhuphukile ngoba indawo ababhalisela khona sezisebantwini.
Okwakhathesi abalandeli bethu baphansi ku-ground bekhanyekhanyela ukuthi kume njani. Sizazama ukuthi sihlanganisa amakhanda njengenkokheli ukuthi lathi sike singene kuZulu phakathi sibone ukuthi kanti vele kumi njani, kuyahamba yini.
Sike sezwa iZEC isithi yona kungani kungconywana sokulabantu abaninganyana abayabhalisa ukuvota. Kungakuliqiniso yini lo?
Kungaba liqiniso ngomele sazi ukuthi iZEC ithe ibhalisa ukuzalobisa ukuvota ifake ama-registration centers abo ezindaweni zamasabhabha nawe sithi yiwo ama-low density. So abantu abaningi abakade besiyavota izisebenzi kakhulu ngoba laba abahlala kuma-low density bandise ukuhambela ngesikhathi uma sebethole amathuba ukuthi bayefika. Njalo ama-emazek offices avele wona kawavalwa. So sikuthathe njengokuthi njengoba khathesi phase 2 isisiyalanda uZulu kulokuthi uZulu ayilande.
Ingxaki ebezikhona ezifana lencwadi zobufakazi bokuthi umuntu uhlala ngaphi ke libona ungani zizaba ngcono yini kathesi lokusilela kwalabo abasayina ama-affidavit?
Hayi, ingxaki zengwalo zokuthi bahlala ngaphi zizabe zilokhu zikhona, kodwa sonke udaba lolu selihanjiswe komthethandaba sizama ukuthi siluqhuka komqhuke. Kodwa kakutho ukuthi nxa zengxaki lezi lokhu zikhona kulabantu ama-commissioners azayisebesayina. Sikhuluma kungenje kobulawayo amagqwetha abakugcajaphulu bazabe besiphathisa, amagqwetha lapho kusebenza khona upresident bakuwatchman bazabe besiphathisa, ama-councillors ethu abameli bephalamende babe khona. So hayi, sizazama ngey'ndlela zethu zonke ukuthi wonke umuntu onelungelo lokuthi abe ngu-commissioner aphathise ekubhaliseni lokho okwenzakalayo.
Alo-ke ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare.
Asambeni madoda siyovota,
asambeni madoda siyovota, sivoteni inkulu.
Asambeni
uyakwazi na lapho okumele uyebhalisa ukuvota? Isigaba sesibili sohlelo lokubhalisa ukuthola ilungelo lokuvota ngomnyaka ozayo ka-2018 oluqhutshwa yi-commission ebona ngezokhetho eyeZEC siqala mhla ka-29 Mfufu sisiyaphela ngolwezi 13, 2017. Kobulawayo, Bulawayo, South and Central, ePhelandaba, Mpopoma, eMakhandeni, eMtumbane, eLobhengula, laseLuveve. Harare Metropolitan, Harare Central, Harare East, Harare West, Harare North, Mount Pleasant, Sunningdale, Mavukuthafara, Hatfield, Southerton, Highfield East, Budiriro, Letsibaraseko, Manicaland, Nyanga, North and South, Mtasa, South, North and Central, Lemtare North, Emotional and Central, Shamva, North le South, Ekurube North, Emount Darwin East le South, Lerushinga, Emotional and East, Uzumba Maramba, Maramba Fungu, Uzumba, Murewa North, West le South, Emarodera East le Central, Emotional and West, Eurungwe East, Makonde, Echinoi, Emakonde, Emangura, Kozimba, Zimba West, Kanyele North, Emashingo, Chivi Central, E North, Nase South, Mashingo North, South, West, Le Central, Le Mashingo Ebe, Ematebeleland North, Elupane East, Echolocho, North, Le South, Le Mkuzi, Ematebeleland South, Ematobo North, Kanyele South, Ebubulilima East, Kanyele West, Enkabazwe, Emidlands, Gokwe South, Le Central, Gokwe, Sasami, Mberengwa West, E South, North, Le East. Izishabane Ngezi, Ganye, Lezishabane Runde. Kodwa phela, lawa ayisiwo wonke ama-centers elingabhalisayo ukuvota. Lilakho ukuwathola kuwebhusayithi yethu iye-Voice of America ethi www.voaindebele.com.
Isizalwane sakwele Sweden unkosazana Kirsty Palmberg uthe usephe uncedo lwesipho senjini yamanzi esebenza ngamandla elanga awesola. Kuzakhamizi zeChanyangugwe eGwanda, uPalmberg ukhuthaze izakhamizi ukuthi zithathe leli thuba ukulima ngamandla ukuze ziguqule impilo zemuli zazo. UVusisizwe Mkhwananzi usiphalo ludaba eseGwanda.
Unkosazana Kirsty Palmberg utshele izakhamizi zaseChanyangugwe ezansi emaNdebeleni ukuthi yena kayisiso sinothi, kodwa wathintheka lapho ebona imifanekiso yabomama besibambene Garden Project bethwala inkonxa ngamakhanda njalo behamba umango omude ukuze bayethelela izivande zabo. UPalmberg ebekhuluma lapho ezophawula ngokusemthethweni ukusebenza kwalenjini yamanzi esebenza ngamandla elanga awesola esivandeni sesibambene Garden Project phansi kwesikolo seChanyangugwe embuthanweni obulezakhamizi osobhuka amakhansila kanye labantwana besikolo. UPalmberg uthi isifiso sakhe ukuthi omama balime izilimo abazazithengisa bathole imali yokuphilisa imuli zabo ukuze labantwana bakhule beziqatsha ngokulima.
Everybody has forgotten to talk about
into eyodwa nje abantu abakhohlwa ukukhuluma ngayo
is that you can grow vegetables,
ungahlanyela imbhida
and sell,
tenise,
and get money,
uthole imali.
But the most important thing,
kodwa into eqakathekile kakhulu,
that you give your children and grandchildren the proud of doing this, getting this money from your own work.
Kodwa oqakathekile ukuthi wenelise ukunika abantwana ulwazi lokuthi wena wakwanisa ukubayenzela olunye ulutho.
Umnumzana Jackson Ndlovu owe Edward Ndlovu Memorial Trust onguye wathatha imifanekiso yabomama besibambene wayethumezela uPalmberg uthi iningi labomama besibambene ngomama abadala kakhulu abadinga ukuphathiswa.
Sihlangene namuhla ke sikhangeleni leyo injongo yokuthi abesibambene kumele bakhule njengeminyaka yabo. I-average age yabo ngabona is about 72 years. Futhi ngabantu alokho beswela ukuthi badle izinto ezingcono ukuze amukucongolozele ukuthi imizimba le iqine. Abanengi babo balabazukulu ababagcinileyo.
Omama besibambene balima izilimo ezibalisa imbhida, amatamatisi, ihanyanisi kanye lamakherot, njalo umgcinisihlalo wabo unkosazana Shuna Ndlovu wamngelele lesi sipho ngenjabulo enkulu esithi bazasebenza gadalala.
Shuna! Isola leyi letanka leyi jojo isihlumise amandla emzimbeni. Ingadi leyi sifuna ukuthi silime litho le yonke iwophi. Sithengise izilimo zethu. Sokungani labo zezane high school khona le, labo manama ezibhedlela, lebhodini babuye bazothenga khona apha ukuthi sithuthuke lati.
Obe ngumhlonitsha kulumbuthano uSibitha Mfundo ezokulima untombi zakhe Mlilo, yena ugcele obaba ukuthi bancedisane labo mama besibambene ukuze isivande sikhule.
Obaba namhla bakhona la, ngiyathaba ukuthi obaba bakhona. Kwezinye isikhathi nxa sihamba kwezinye indawo thina size sababona obaba abaningi. Bobaba buya ningi liseke lo mama lisebenze labo. Libona ukuthi sizwe siyathuthuka ngoba akulamule ngelababa lo mama ikhona. So nxa sokuthutshwa mama emsebenzini obaba bengasakhanyi, imule nalana sihamba njani ngaselaba lingasela mama.
Ichanya ugwe ingamakhilomitha edlula ekhulu usuka edolobheni leGwanda ulubhekise ezansi. Njengazo zonke indawo zezansi yamaNdebeleni kayitholi izulu eliningi osekudale ukuthi kusungulwe indlela zokulima ngokuthelezela. UNkosazana Paul Mbank uphinde wapha omama besibambene esinye sezikhwama zithungayo kanye lesibane sokusebenzisa lapho bethe gwaqa befunda ingwalo. NginguVusisizwe Mkhwananzi owendaba zeStudio 7 ngiseShanya Ugwe eGwanda.
Kuhlelo lo live talk lamuhla sixoxa ngehlandla lesibili lohlelo lokubhalisa amagama kugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Le balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, wothi ke sikhangele esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta wakule Kenya nguye onqobileyo kukhetho oluphindiweyo elizweni ngemva kokungemukelwa kwempumela yakuqala. Phakathi kwabancintisileyo abathoba minwe mbili, uKenyatta uthole isilinganiso esikhulu sabavotileyo abayizigidi ezedlula eziyisikhombisa lengxenye ngemva kokade emphikisa kanzima uRaila Odinga womanyani wamabandla aphikisayo ekhalale lolu khetho. Ele Pakistan liqwayise ele Melika ukuthi kuhle ukukhulumisana lamacele wonke kulokuzama ukubamba ngamandla amanye amazwe ukuthi enze intando yeMelika empini yase-Afghanistan. Kwezempilakahle, omunye waphatheke emkhankasweni yokulwisana lokumemetheka kokuthelelwana kwegcikwane lengculaza, umqondisi we-Citizens AIDS Survival Trust, ICAST, u-retired Brigadier David Chiweza, ukhuthaza ukubanjwa ngamandla kukaZulu ukuyahlolwa ukuba balalo na leli gcikwane loba hatshi. Okunenga sikuzweni kuMavis Gama eseHarare.
Abohlangothi lolu bathi kodwa bebheke ngelokhozi ilihlo umbumo wezehlakalo zabahlaselwa yilesi sihudo se-typhoid. Umqondisi wohlangothi olubona ngezempilakahle kumunicipal weHarare uDr. Prosper Chonzi uthi kunje bathathu kuphela abasesesibhedlela phakathi kwabangamathumi amathathu balabo abatholakala belesihudo se-typhoid abayizakhamizi zeMatapi. Kodwa uDr. Chonzi ethi lanxa kube lokwehla kwenani lalabo abalokhe besesibhedlela bezohlala belungiselele isikhathi sonke njengoba ungoqhamuka njalo nje lumkhuhlane.
We have had a few cases from outside Mbare, from Hopley, from Budiriro, but all those are what you call epidemiologically linked to the cases in Mbare. These are people that spend most of their time in Mbare, either trading or just doing business in Mbare. So they contract the disease, they go back to their suburbs.
Sakunanzelela ukuba laba kungabantu abachitha isikhathi esiningi besemzini weMbare ngezizathu ezimbalwa okubalisa ukuyadinga okuthengiswayo lokuphatheka kumabhizimusi ehlukeneyo. Basebe uthathela ke lumkhuhlane besebe buyela lapho behlala khona sebelawo. Kungakho uZulu weHarare azi ukuthi umkhuhlane osabalala lula yiloba yisiphi isikhathi. Okwakhathesi singani siyanqoba kulempi yokulwisana lalo mkhuhlane. Silethemba lokuba kuzoqhubeka ngaleyo ndlela.
UDr. Jones uthi kunzima ukusiqeda isihudo endaweni yemathapi emzini weMbare njengoba kuyindawo ehlala abantu abaningi kakhulu. Kolunye udaba oluphathelane lezempila kahle, omunye wabaphatheke emikhankasweni yokulwisana lokumemetheka kokuthelelanwa kwegciwane lengculaza, umqondisi we-Citizens AIDS Survival Trust, CAST, u-retired Brigadier David Chiweza, ukhuthaza ukubanjwa ngamandla kukaZulu ukuyahlolwa ukuba balalo na loba hatshi igciwane lengculaza ele-HIV njengalokho okwenziwa kweminye imikhuhlane efana lendingindi. Lokhu uChiweza ukutsho embuthanweni wokwethula inhlanganiso yakhe ewoteleni yeMonumotapa eHarare kunsukwana isanda kwedlula, ethi le yiyo kuphela indlela engaphathisa ekuthini umuntu wonke azi isimo sakhe, kuthathwe amanyathelo wokumsiza isikhathi sesekhona, hatshi ukuvumela uZulu esiyahlolwa ngokuthanda kwakhe. Obona ngezokuhlolisiswa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni yeNational AIDS Council, NAC, othi lokho lilungelo lomuntu ukuyadinga usizo esibhedlela, okubalisa ukukhetha ukuyahlolwa igazi ukuba lilegciwane nalo bahatshi. Umpofu ethi kungalesi sizathu beqhubeka beziqhelisa inhlelo zabo emizameni yokufinyelela wonke umuntu ofisa ukuhlolwa, okubalisa ukubalanda endaweni lapho kusebenzela abangatholakali lula, ababalisa abaphila ngokuthengisa imizimba olwe-moonlight testing.
Kulabo abasebenza ntambama singathi ngama-sex work, siyasebenza logaja lwe-home affairs esingathi thina ngamapholisa, ukuzama ukuthi bonabo abantu labo nxa kusenzakala bachiye wona lowo msebenzi, kodwa njalo nxa kusenzakala babone ukuthi bavikelekile kuwona lowo msebenzi.
Umeli wesigaba seBinga North edale lephalamende engomunye wamalunga akukomiti yedale lephalamende ekhangela ezempila kahle, umnumzana Prince Dubeko Sibanda, laye uthi akavumelani lokubanjwa ngamandla kwabantu ukuba bahlolwe igazi.
Uma singathi thina kasibambeni umuntu wonke ngamandla ukuthi kahambe ethestwa HIV, hayi kuhle sibili ngabe kuthiwa khona izinto zonke zilingene, ngabe kuthiwa konke kuhle kulungile kuleli lizwe, bekungaba kuhle. Kodwa ngicela ukuthi ukhangele ukuthi eZimbabwe kusese lokuthi umuntu angaziwa ukuthi ulegciwane le-HIV and AIDS. Uba lalokhane sikuthi bakuthi kwini ngesikhiwa, istigma.
Uthi bekungaba ngcono ngabe labo abakhankasela ukuhlolwa kwabantu ukuba balegciwane baqinisa umkhankaso wokuthi ugatsha lwezempilakahle lwabelwe imali eningi.
Bese sikhangela futhi okwesibili ukuthi khona lokhu ukwelathwa kwegciwane kuleli lizwe, siyakhala sikhala ngokuthi uhulumende unika imali eningi emapholiseni ekuhambeni kukamongameli esiya phandle kwelizwe ukwedlula imali ayifaka ku-health sector. Ngaqala uhulumende efaka imali, angafaka imali, kuyabeke sokulungile ukuthi mhlawumbe angabava abantu ngamandla.
Okwakhathesi eleZimbabwe kalibabambi ngamandla abantu ukuba bahlolwe igazi, ngoba isekelo sombuso sikubeka sobala ukuba kulilungelo lakhe umuntu ukwenze njalo. Ingcwethi kwezempilakahle zithi akusizi lutho ukuhlola abantu bese beswela imithi yakhona, ikanti bekungaba ngcono ukukhankasela ukuziphatha kwabo lokusebenza indlela zokuzivikela ukwehlisa ukusabalala kwegciwane. Ngimele Studio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Kwezemidlalo, iqembu leNkezi Platinum Stars yilo eselihlezi phezu kwengalane emiklomelo kusigaba seCastle Premier Soccer League ngemva kwemidlalo yeviki lamachumi amathathu. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abafana beNkezi Platinum sebele miklomelo ngamachuma isithupha ngemva kokunqoba abakwenze iqembu leDynamos ngethukanya ngomgqibelo endaweni yesibili kule qembu leFC Platinum lalo elile miklomelo ngamachuma isithupha, kodwa lihlohleka lutshwane kulele Nkezi Platinum. Iqembu le-FC Platinum yilo ebelikhokhela engalaneni yemiklomelo phambilini kwemidlalo yangempelaviki, kodwa lihwithwe ngelengezi ngemva kokuba ngutshikilobhanqale leHarare City 0-0. Kundawo yesithathu kule qembu leDynamos lona eselitshiwa ngemiklomelo emibili liqembu lengezi kuTL Chickenini lisendaweni yesine lile miklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lesithupha. Kusele imidlalo emine ukuba imidlalo iyefika komlindo uyacina, njalo intatheli zindaba yezemidlalo uNation Dlovu uthi inkatha izawela loba yiliphi phakathi kwamaqembu ezimbamgodi iNkezi Platinum kanye le-FC Platinum.
Ngokubona kwami iNkezi yalonyaka ikasilaga Premier Soccer League ingathathwa ngelinye lamaqembu ahlanganisela eleNkezi Platinum lele-FC Platinum. Imbangela ngeyokuthi amaqembu lawa yiwaphezulu njalo okwakhathesi adlala kuhle. Umdlalo abazawudlala bebonke yiwo ozatshengisa ukuthi ozaba ngumanqoba ngubani.
Wake wadlalela iqembu le-Cholocho Roderick Jecha Mufuta uthi yena iqembu le-FC Platinum lilakho ukuphakamisa iNkezo nxa kukhangelwa ukuba lawa maqembu adlale njani lo nyaka.
Masikhangela ama-statistics e-Premier League this year kuma-teams aku-race, i-FC Platinum ilama-lose angu-2 kuphela. Singakhangela iNkezi Platinum ile-6 ama-lose. So kukhanya ngani i-FC Platinum izathatha i-championship. Wezi badlala le-Inkezi kuhomu yabo, bangawina khonapho sibe ne-advantage.
Ngaphansi kwengalane impi yokusinda ekugunyulweni layo ivutha amalangabi, njalo ngaphandle kweqembu leBantu Rovers lona okusegcekeni ukuba seligunyuliwe, amaqembu abalisa iCholocho, iWange kanye leShabani Mine okuyiwo ahlezi endaweni yezine ezingaphansi kwengalane, alokhu elawo amathuba okusinda loba nje leCholocho kuzamele lenze izimanga ukuba lisile, ngoba kumele linqoba kuyo yonke imidlalo yalo elizayidlala lamaqembu agoqela amabili alwisa ukuphakamisa isicoco athi yele FC Platinum kanye lele Chicken Inn. Sikhangele umdlalo kaKhilikithi. Usuku lwesibili olomdlalo wesibili ohlobo lwe-test phakathi kweqembu leZimbabwe lele-West Indies lufike emaphethelweni. Iqembu le-West Indies litshaye ama-runs angamachuma isikhombisa lathoba munembili 78 lilahlekelwe ngumdlali oyedwa. Lokhu kutsho ukuba iqembu le-West Indies likhokhelwa ngamaranzi angamakhulu amabili lamachumi amane lethoba munembili 248, njengoba eleZimbabwe ku-innings yalo yakuqala libuthelele amaranzi angamakhulu amathathu lamachumi amabili lesithupha 326. Lo mdlalo uqhubekela phambili kusasa enkundleni ye-Queen's Sports Club koBulawayo. Ngimele Studio 7 koBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington.
Well, it says they care to sell it as a sense of don't know. What? You were the missing pulse in my heart, baby bamba lava. And yeah, gang out she has Sandra, I'm missing again. If I say it's great, bitch, I'm new to blue. The only person wanna build the baby girl is you. A baby bamba lava. And yeah, gang out she has Sandra, run it there.
You wanna wear no words for my baby.
Prophetess, before we preach, we smoke and meditate. A baby girl, just a rasta culture. Baby girl, in nini don't put that on. And if it's a cool regard, a baba na sister and last time.
You wanna wear no words for my baby. You wanna wear no words for my baby.
Ngifuna wena baby ingoma kaSankomani sigqibela uhlelo lwalamhlanje kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye zendaba zethu. UZulu wamukele ngenjabulo ukuvunyelwa kweziphathamandla zeZEC ukuba zibe ngabafakazi besiqiniseko esithile amaCommissioner of Oaths. Isigaba sesibili sokubhalisa abantu kugwalo lwabalelungelo lokuvota siqalise izolo. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande silethiya ke kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.